Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, good Monday morning to you all. It's a Monday, and I'm going to talk about, well, it's not depressing, but it could be. It's kind of sweet when you think of something called broken heart syndrome. Have you ever heard the phrase, you can't die of a broken heart? Well, you absolutely can. It's called stress-induced cardiomyopathy, and you hear stories all the time about older couples that have been together for 60 years or more, and then they die within a few weeks of each other or a few days of each other. You know, you hear this a lot. Now, my parents were married for 53 years or so, and we thought that my dad wouldn't really get along that well without my mother. It turns out he did. But it is true that broken heart syndrome or stress-induced cardiomyopathy can really lead to cardiac consequences. There are established ties between depression, mental health, and heart disease. And women, we're more likely to experience the sudden intense chest pain, you know, and this reaction of surge stress hormones that can be caused by an emotionally stressful event. You know that women, we're very emotional beings. And it could be the death of a loved one or a divorce, breakup or a physical separation, a betrayal or a romantic rejection. We all know how that feels. And it could even happen after a good shock, like winning the lottery. I've always sort of pictured that if I won the lottery, I would hopefully not have a clutcher when it happened. I'm still waiting to win the lottery, so I'll let you know if that happens. But it is definitely something that's real and something that if you are somebody who's experienced a severe emotional shock, the death of a loved one, if you're not just a very old person, you might want to get help for it. Seek physician help or mental help because it could be something that could have severe other consequences. It's kind of sweet when it's an old person holding hands dying right after their loved one. But if you're younger and it happens to you, it's definitely something you want to get help for. The second story here, I was about to start the second story, and then I said the second story. New research shows rude behavior is contagious, just like the common cold. At the University of Florida, a study finds people who encounter rudeness at work are more likely to treat coworkers the same way. Now, let's talk about this, because the fact is that I'm one of those people this study is absolutely about. If somebody is really sweet to me and really nice, then I tone down my rhetoric and I act really nice back to them. But if they give me any lip, just watch out, because I am absolutely not going to put up with it. I get rude right back. When it's in a work environment, I'm certainly more careful, although my boss might tell you I'm not. But I try to be more careful when I'm with clients. I certainly am more careful. But when I'm on the phone with Comcast or on the phone with a number of other entities that I have to call on a daily basis and they're rude to me, it just turns right around. You know, yawning is contagious. Smiling is contagious. Laughing, especially if you have one of those funny laughs. We have a producer here at Radio MD who has a hilarious, contagious laugh. When things are contagious, it spreads around. But as far as rudeness, if somebody's rude to me, I'm going to be rude right back. So what do we do about it? We can turn the tables on that person and just be sickeningly sweet. We can use guilt, which I have done, and said, why are you being so rude? Or why are you being so mean to that person or to me? What did I do? And usually that stops the person in their tracks and they think to themselves, oh, I didn't even realize I was being rude. So next time somebody's really rude to you, instead of the natural instinct to just be rude right back, which is tough to do, turn the tables a little bit. Ask them why they're being so rude. Ask them what you did to offend them. See what happens. Might just cause a smile. This is Melanie Cole. We've got a great show coming up. Stay tuned.